it's Amelia Rose, and welcome to C'est La Mie, and welcome to Podmas Day 27. How are y'all doing? How was your Christmas? I hope it was good. Yes, it's the 27th, which means Christmas is over. It's a Wednesday, and maybe some of us are back to work. Maybe some of us have a lot of deadlines, and maybe some of us are feeling a little bit down. You know, you hate to say that right after Christmas because it's like such a build up and so exciting, and then you just kind of feel like a brat when you're like, I'm just kind of not feeling it afterwards, you know. But like, regardless, that is the reality for a lot of us, especially the week between Christmas and New Year's, when you're working and you really need like people to respond to things, or you know, you need to meet your deadlines or whatever, and then you just get to be like so stressed out because like no one's responding because some people are on holiday, or you know, you're just like, I don't feel the motivation to work. Or maybe you're just kind of feeling blah because Christmas is over and you're like, well, back to reality. Great, now it's just cold and gray and snowy or cold outside. And so I decided to run this episode today because that is a lot of times how people are thinking, and that's just sometimes the reality of after Christmas. For me, the winter time is a time when I'm typically feeling a little less motivated. It depends on what time that falls into. Like January, I'm decently motivated, but you know, if there's a long stretch of February with nothing happening, I mean, Mardi Gras and Mobile is definitely something to look forward to, but there can be a lull and there isn't as much going on like there was in the summer, or like the fall, whatever. And we're all tempted to just curl up in our houses and isolate because it's freezing outside and there's not much going on. And then you have that letdown kind of after the holidays sometimes. And I feel like it's also a time when girls like me tend to overthink because either we're not as busy or we overthink because we are busy. I realize how that sounded. We overthink all the time, you know? Or you are trying to push for a deadline at work or something, and you're just like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Like, I've got so much to do before January 1st, and it can just be, like, just a stressful time, okay? And so I'm here to say, I feel that. I feel you. I totally get it. And I'm probably going through it too right now, you know? It's just, it can be a lot. It really can. And even though it is a lot, I'm here to say, if you have a pattern of either you're not busy or you are busy, either one, either extreme kind of, but you tend to overthink and you tend to kind of view like, oh my gosh, the rest of the year is in like this 1 week or something. And you just get really kind of like, you psych yourself out a little bit and you're just like stressed out, and you have, there's so much to do, work and people are just still continuing and it's fine, but it just is like, you're just not in it right now. It's okay. Okay. It is okay to have times when you are not feeling your most motivated, and it all really depends on how you show up in those moments. It depends on, you know, maybe you're less motivated, but you still send those emails, you still put together, you know, a schedule for something going on the next week, or you're still writing that. I mean, I'm using my work experience as like a jumping off point, but you know, I will help with photo shoots, I will write things, I'll still do the work. And at that point, for me, I'm like, it's more important to show up and get it done and do it than for me to feel motivated doing it, or for me to feel like, it's not all about your feelings, you know? And work still needs to get done. And yeah, and for you, it stinks to like not feel like you are in it, or you're really like, yeah, like, you know, excited about it. And for me, I get disappointed at the end of the year when I'm not like, woohoo, like, let's finish out the year strong. Like, really, all I want to do, truthfully, is just lay in my house, eat candy, or, you know, Christmas candy, whatever, drink hot chocolate, and not think about work at all, or not think about life or any goals that I have. I just, like, don't want to be a goal-oriented human being. I cannot help that. I very much am. Almost to the point where I just need to chill. But it can just be, it can be a lot, and I think what really matters in that moment is, like, how you show up, how you keep doing things, and how you are taking on stuff. And I'm using work because work is just always on my mind, to be quite honest with you. I use work as an example, but it really can be anything. It could be life, it could be health goals, it could be showing up for family, prepping for New Year's or something. Like maybe you're planning a party or something, and you're just like, I just am like, ugh, I don't want to do this, you know, right now. It'll all be worth it once you get to it. Also, something with winter. The sun is not out, and a little bit of the winter blues can come in, making me overthink and go in a negative direction. I also get any sort of milestone thing. I get in this weird mood where I'm like evaluating like the year before. I always do this during my birthday. I'm always like, so how did 24 measure up to 23? And like, sometimes I do get a bit sad looking back because I'm like, oh, I still don't have a boyfriend, or oh, I still didn't get permission, or oh, like this or that, or like, I'm just, you know, like I didn't hit this milestone, or you know, I was hoping to have done better, or I thought I would be in a different position than I am in now, or something. And just the idea of like, the time we're in right now, it's post Christmas but before New Year's, and it's just a weird time, but you still have things to do, but you're also just like, oh my gosh. And then you are kind of, for me, measuring up the year. I'm just being like, well, how did that go? Like, don't get me wrong, I mean, I'm doing a couple episodes after this, one for Podmas that are going to show you how amazing 2023 was. But you know, there are certain things that I'm like, okay, well, that didn't happen. Okay, well, that didn't happen. You know, I totally did not think I would be single, like right now. I did not think I would be single right now, to be quite honest with you. And then just that like moment when you're like, I don't want to do anything. You can just really overthink. Either you're not busy enough and you're overthinking, or you're busy, but you're just not feeling it, and you just get consumed with how you're not feeling it, and you still are cranking out whatever you're supposed to do, but you're just like, I'm just not feeling it. Also, I always wanted to not start off the year. I always want to finish off the year by being this highly motivated, like Pinterest woman, and just being like, oh, I'm like so fashionable and I'm just killing it and I'm excited and blah blah blah. Like sometimes I'm just not. It's okay. It really is okay. So if you notice a pattern of you're busy and you overthink, or you're not busy, you overthink, any sort of pattern with any sort of circumstance, if you have it, confront it head on. And just know that everything's gonna be fine. A lot of times I do doubt myself in this time of year for whatever reason. I think I'm just thinking about the goals that I have that I haven't accomplished, or the work that I'm doing that I'm just like if you really were good at your job, you'd be motivated to do this all the time, you know? That's just the expectations that I have for myself, which are so false and so not achievable. But I still have this idea that I should be Miss Motivation and Miss Mary Sunshine all the time, and everything should be fun. Like, to be quite honest, I am in a line of work that I absolutely adore. I love my job so much. But even if you love your job, there are going to be times where you don't love your job. And that's just reality. And I mean, the week after Christmas and before New Year's, that's going to be a time I don't want to work. No one wants to work that week. But yet here we are. We got it. We need to do it. It's going to be fine. It's going to be completely fine. But I just feel like being realistic with yourself, just being like, no one is on all the time. No one is excited all the time. And no one is like superhuman all the time. People make mistakes. People are, you know, just, I don't know, people just have their down moments, and it's going to be fine. And everything's going to be fine. Whatever changes you're going through, you'll adjust. Whatever goals you have, you'll be able to achieve them if you just keep working at it, you know? So if you are like me, you have any bit of self-doubt this time of year, you have any bit of, I guess laziness or unmotivation or whatever. And I don't mean laziness in a negative connotation. Like, this is tis the season to be lazy, like this week, like seriously. So if you're kind of in that lazy cozy like holiday mood, but the world is moving on without you and you really need to like hop on board and get stuff done, just know, take a deep breath, know it's gonna be okay. You know, it's gonna be fine. It's gonna be okay. Yeah, I just feel like whenever you're kind of trapped inside. My problem this year is like just being super busy, but a lot of times this time of year I'm not busy, and I just start thinking a million different things of like, oh my gosh, blah blah blah. And so if you're like that this year, just know that everything is gonna be fine. It's going to be okay. People, like, just find something that makes you happy, and just realize, like, sometimes you're just not feeling it all the time, you know, with all the excitement around Christmas, sometimes you're just afterwards burnt out, and then you're just kind of like, why am I not, you know, feeling it anymore? It's like, oh my gosh, you've done this so many times. So anyway, I just want to encourage you, if you are just feeling down for no reason, or you're just existential thinking, and you're just, you know, driving yourself into the ground, and you're like, I don't know what to do, I just feel so unmotivated, or whatever, just know that you just gotta be disciplined, you'll get through it, you'll be good, you'll be fine, and yeah, and honestly, there doesn't have to be a reason behind it, you just need to keep showing up. So, easier said than done, but with hopefully motivation and encouragement from this episode, maybe it'll make a difference. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.